coat, yeah.
Is that a, that's a better name?
That's a bison, yeah. Uh-huh. Better name.
And in town, when a, when you put a baby in something to take him down to shopping or someplace, trading, what was that thing with wheels
carriage,
on?
Carriage.
Carriage.
Yeah.
And then a woman was said to what that carriage, would she wheel it or push it? Or
she'd push it, yeah.
Just push the carriage?
Yeah.
And the baby was first getting around, what would he, on the floor, what would he do?
Crawling.
Just crawl?
Yeah.
And I'd like to ask you some names for different parts of the body, and if you can think of any of the old terms. For example, today you just call this what?
Neck.
And
I can't see.
Okay, that's right. In the old days, did you ever call that a goozle?
Yeah, goozle, yes, it's a goozle. Right there.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Adam apple.
That's the goozle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How about the place above your forehead, above your eyes?
Your forehead?
Is that, and...
Your forehead or your forehead?
Okay, and then when a man would let his whiskers grow, did you have any names for...
He'd have his whiskers, yeah.
Yeah, you call him his whiskers?
Then he had mustache, then he had whiskers. Then he had a goatee if he's got down here on his chin.
Goatee.
That's a goatee.
Did men used to wear their hair that style now or back then?
No, no.
They
no.
Shaved themselves.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how about that red that's underneath your teeth?
Your gums?
You always call them gums.
Yeah.
And the soft part of your hand?
Palm of your hand.
And if you... make your hand go up, your fingers go up like this.
As your fist.
And the places where you get arthritis, fall on your...
Right in your knees.
Okay, your knees or anything that...
And your joints, your fingers.
All your joints.
Yeah.
This part of a man...
That's his body.
And the upper part.
Yeah. Breast and shoulders.
Okay, and this part of your leg where you don't want to get...
That's a calf.
And the front part where you don't want to get kicked because it hurts?
That's your shin.
That's your shin bone?
Yeah.
How about this part here, from your knee to your waist?
Hip.
And did men used to sit around and talk?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
What did they call that? Say he's down on his...
Call him squatting down or something. I don't know.
They ever call that hunkering?
Hunkering, yeah, that's another word. Hunkered down, yeah.
Uh-huh. But then is this part your hunker, are these your hunkers?
Yeah, that's it bound to be, because that's where you get on there. You're sitting on them.
I see. Uh-huh. Above your
knee.
Your knee.
Yeah.
Did you mention if you could talk about a leg to a lady, would you refer to the leg or would you
limb.
The limb?
Limb.
Is more polite?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Limb.
And if somebody went to bed feeling all right, but got up real sick, you say, well, he what suddenly in the night? He got sick or he took sick, or how would you say that?
I don't know if I know. I never.
And,
he got sick during the night, you say, all right?
Just got sick. And if...
Sick in the stomach or something. Mm-hmm. He ate something.
And if he got sick of the stomach and he wanted to
vomit,
did you have any joking words when you were a little boy for that?
No,
I don't know. Always call it that. And if you lose your hearing, what do you call it?
Deaf.
And if you hurt yourself in the old days and it got infected, and then you'd have that skin die around the... Around the cut or something. Do you remember what they call that? They call that a
well, it got infected. They call it bloodborne. What's that?
Uh-huh.